Welcome to National Day Riff, a politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate sketch comedy podcast. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm Adam Carbone, the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
Good luck with that. This is part two of two of a special edition of National Day Riff, acknowledging National Cheaters Day. If you haven't listened to part one, you probably should, or you'll be kind of lost. Previously on part one of Infidelity.
So we're celebrating those who cheat?
Why don't you go topple over a Confederate statue or something?
You about to head home?
I'm going up to stay late.
It's the third night this week.
Hi, I couldn't find my keys.
Sandy, have you been drinking?
Remember, if the bitch is cheating, we should be meeting.
And now, the conclusion of Infidelity.
I think my wife is having an illicit affair with another man.
If the bitch is cheating, that's why we're meeting. First step is surveillance. We want to catch her with her pants down.
That part isn't necessary. I just need to find out if she's been unfaithful.
I'm gonna need some info first. Fill out this form. You need a pen? Can somebody get this guy a sanitized pen?
So, how much is this gonna cost me?
Since this is my first case, this is on the house.
Wow. Well, thanks. Wait, I thought you'd been doing this since the Nixon administration.
I just said that to get people to call. It finally worked.
Alrighty then. So when can you start?
Hey, Randy, I'm outside our office and the place is dark. There's no one in sight.
I knew it! So now what?
I'll install a covert GPS tracking device under a car when she returns home.
Is that safe?
As long as she doesn't catch me installing it or run me over, you know, that would be bad.
Shit! Hello? You do that for me?
Ahem. Who are you talking to?
Jake from State Farm.
The new black guy or the original white guy?
Hi, Jake from State Farm. Are you black or white?
Give me the phone. Who is this?
It's, Jack from State Farm.
I told you it's Jake from State Farm.
Wow. Jake or is it Jack?
Jack.
Jake from State Farm.
No, I don't care what you're wearing.
Whoa. Your wife forgot her briefcase and I offered to drop it off on my way home.
Jake from State Farm.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
Anytime, my friend.
Still not convinced Sandy wasn't up to something, Randy avoided confrontation and they went to bed. But then, the very next night... Ladies, have you been led astray? Did you diddle where maybe you shouldn't have dabbled? Have you been unfaithful to your husband, wife, partner, main squeeze? Well, there's a judgment-free podcast just for you. Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity, hosted by Rebecca Adams, tells the stories of these women from their perspective, anonymously and without judgment.
I met the first man I had an emotional affair with online. He was far away, but he provided me with all of the emotional validation that my marriage was lacking. The first time we talked, he showed an interest in me as a person. It was refreshing.
If you need to come clean, get it off your chest, confess your sins with no Hail Marys required, then Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is the podcast for you. And remember, it's completely anonymous and judgment-free.
Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today.
Randy, I'm outside the Hitchhiker's Bar and Grill. Did you get those pics I texted you from my DSLR camera with a 600mm professional-grade telephoto zoom lens?
Yeah, they're coming through now. OMG! She's having drinks with some incredibly handsome man.
Hey, get this, though. Not only that, but it looks like she's a thief, too.
Really?
When the incredibly handsome man went to the restroom, she put his tip money in her pocket.
This is unbelievable! Should I confront her?
No. We need more evidence.
What are we thinking?
And we need more. I need a lot of pictures.
Like what?
All right, I'm all ears, Dick.
We gotta catch her with the pants down, okay?
And this will be your first and last case if you don't give that a rest.
Ah, suit yourself. Tomorrow's Saturday, so let me know if she leaves at any point, and I'll tail her. Bye-bye.
Baby Sergeant, it looks like Mommy's a cheater and petty criminal. And the guy who's going to prove it is one step away from a peeping Tom.
Randy was beside himself, but wanted to make sure he knew for certain Sandy was a cheating bitch before he took drastic measures.
Like buy a gun and then commit murder-suicide?
No, just take the baby and stay with his parents for a couple days. Yeah.
Oh, that's boring.
Randy, I'm at the mall behind Hot Dog and a Stick. She's across the way talking with the same incredibly handsome man in the front of boys and their toys.
They're at a gay bar?
No. It's a new outdoor sports shop. It looks pretty cool. They got speedboats, dune buggies, all kinds of guy stuff. I think that incredibly handsome man works there, too. Maybe he can hook me up or something. I don't know.
Hey, focus, please.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, shit, I think she spotted me. The jig is up. Oh, God.
I'll be right there.
Excuse me, creepy little man hiding behind the lemonade dispenser. Have you been following me?
What makes you say that?
Well, the black suit, fedora, aviator sunglasses, and DSLR camera with a professional-grade 600mm lens.
I'm just a smartly dressed lover of nature. What can I say?
We're at the mall.
Yeah. No, I like to photograph humans in their natural habitat. I'm a people watcher.
Sandy! Hey! Fancy seeing you here.
Randy! What are you doing here?
I should ask you.
Shopping.
Oh, duh. Silly me. Of course you're shopping. A fedora, black suit, and sunglasses? Wait, I'll blend in.
Wait, you two know each other?
Miss, I've never seen him before. Hi, I'm Dick. Nice to meet you, sir.
Sandy, are you having an illicit affair with that incredibly handsome man from Boys and Their Toys?
What? I mean, he's definitely easy on the eyes, but... No.
All those late nights allegedly working, you come home reeking of booze, and then the phone call with Jake from State Farm.
Oh, you know him? Can you get me an autograph? It's for my son. He's 6 years old.
Shut up!
So what do you have to say for yourself, Missy?
Yeah, what do you have to say?
Shut up!
Missy.
Randy, what is next Tuesday?
The day after Monday?
Yeah, nothing important, just our wedding anniversary.
Yes. Trick question, huh?
I took a job bartending nights at Hitchhikers to make some extra cash. That one night, a group of incredibly beautiful women insisted I do some shots with them, and since they tipped really well, I did. And I left the car in the parking garage and took a lift home.
Uh-huh.
Jake from State Farm was a cover when the other bartender called to drop off my briefcase.
Ah, come on, so you don't really know him?
Shut up! I was gonna surprise you with the jet ski you always wanted.
Oh my God! You are the best! Oh, babe!
I met Robert from Boys and Their Toys when he came in for a drink and offered to give me a good deal. And FYI, he's gay. Well,
that explains the name of the store. Come here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Nope. There's not a chance in hell you're getting that jet ski after you hired the man in black here to follow me.
It was out of love!
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but can you introduce me to Robert?
Shut up!
After 6 months and many nights on the couch, Randy finally convinced Sandy to go to couples therapy.
Communication is the key to a healthy, loving relationship. Sandy?
I just wanted to surprise him with a jet ski for our anniversary.
I see. Randy?
Trust me, I was surprised.
But then he hired the man in black to follow me.
Did you suspect she was an alien?
No. A Man in Black, not Men in Black starring Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith.
I love that movie.
And no, just thought she was having an illicit affair with some incredibly handsome gay man from Boys and Their Toys she met while bartending at Hitchhiker's Bar and Grill.
Okay, wow. Let's back up here a little bit. Tell me about your family. Do you have any children?
Yes, we have a little boy.
What's his name?
Sergeant.
You named your child a military rank?
Yes.
Ashley?
Yes, Miss Madison?
Clear my schedule.
We hope you enjoyed this dose of National Day Riff. I'm still your host, Sean Michael Byer. Until next time.
A very special National Day Riff thanks to Marissa McKelvey there in Pittsburgh, PA, for inspiring our infidelity episodes, which were not based upon a true story that we know of.
Ice Cream Films and Media.